can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
How you know?
What is a sign?
Good morning to you this Friday morning. Good to have you on this podcast, Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word. Hey, we're looking right now, talking about casting ourselves deep into God's Word. We're looking at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. Now listen, if you have lived for any length of time, you have had to bury someone you love. You have felt, no doubt, the sting of regret, the sorrow of maybe unfinished business, the paralyzing confusion and emptiness of loss. And you've probably also found your mind flooded with questions about life beyond the grave. When 1 Thessalonians, that chapter 4, verse 13, 18, we read the words of Paul. He addresses some of those concerns in the church at Thessalonica. Now, the very first generation of Christians was beginning to die at this particular time. Most of these people had believed that Jesus would return during their lifetime. Now they had questions. Did death mean that those who die would miss the second coming of Christ as his reign on earth? Would these people miss all the glory that had been promised? And really, this text answers some of those questions. Now, this passage is one of the most popular of the second coming text in the Bible. It gives us a great picture of that day. But another thing that it does is it really gives us the understanding for the reason of our hope and to encourage us in that hope in the face of old age and death. Because we must be careful we don't get distracted. Verse 13 says, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of the men who have no hope." Verse 14, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Now, Paul contrasts here two kinds of people, those who grieve without hope and those who grieve with hope. Now, notice both groups grieve. Now, there's nothing wrong with being sad about someone dying. It's natural. It's normal. It's a perfectly appropriate response to loss. There's never a reason to be embarrassed by tears or by wishing to have someone back who has died. Now, Paul refers to believers as those who die, as those who sleep. Now, because of this, some have developed a doctrine called so sleep. Now, they believe that when we die, we just go into a state of something like suspended animation, somewhat of an unconscious state until the return of Christ. And at that time, we awaken and are raised from the dead. I don't believe that's what the Bible teaches. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, Paul talked about being away from the body and at home with the Lord. And he sees a distinction between the body that is buried and the soul that is inhabited in that body. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul faced his possible execution and struggle with whether it would be better to die and be with Jesus, which he said is better by far, or to remain alive and labor for the Lord on earth. If death results in soul sleep, then the whole debate would be rather pointless. If we aren't going to be with Christ any sooner, whether we die or now or later, then why not remain alive as long as you can? But in Revelation chapter 6, we read about those souls of the martyrs who cry out to the Lord during the time of tribulation. Now, they couldn't do this if they were in soul sleep. So it seems evident that when we die, our body is buried, but our soul, who we really are, lives on. Think of it this way. When you physically go to sleep, your body rests, but your mind continues to be active. You dream, you're still aware of sounds like your alarm clock. You continue to hash over problems of the day even as you sleep. Death is like that. The body is laid to rest, but the soul remains very much alive. When the thief on the cross was dying, Jesus didn't say, "Someday you'll be with me in paradise." What did he say? He said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Those who die in Christ go to be immediately with the Lord. Now, there will be many who say, "Well, that's simply wishful thinking." Paul says our confidence of these things come from the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Because Christ died, our sin is paid for. We are forgiven. Because Christ was raised, we know that there's life beyond the grave. Jesus said, "He who believes in me will live even though he die." Our confidence in heaven is based on the strong and reliable testimony of Jesus Christ himself. Now, the Bible does not teach that everyone goes to heaven. Paul said, we believe, verse 14, God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. These promises are only for the believers. They are only for Christians. And it is politically incorrect, but it was what Jesus taught. Amen. I am so thankful for the Word of God. And I'm thankful that we have a hope today. Amidst this world that we live in, that when we draw our last breath, our soul goes into the immediate presence of God Almighty. Well, listen, I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.